We would like to speak to you about the importance of being self-protective without being closed. This is a challenge in the human condition because we tend to choose the extremes, whatever they might be. We are going to be completely open and available, or we are going to be protective and closed. And we want to speak to you about that space that is both open and protective. You see, open simply means that you are adjusting your own energy. It does not mean that you are open and you throw that openness out to anyone who might be around. We never ask you to do that. That would be not only dangerous but painful. But there is this place where you look at a situation, what we're going to call from the fourth eye. So your heart, the eye of your heart now, is looking at an entire situation. And you are open to knowing what it is. But you are not open to taking it in. And there, of course, is the place where it becomes a little tricky. So we are going to talk about that for just a moment, because when you are hurt, it is very often because you opened out. And you opened out this way. You did not open to the situation from this direction and say, I'm looking at everything that is happening here. And I will take in what I choose to take in, but I will not draw any of it so close to me that the situation is taking away from me. I will look at all of it. I will allow myself to understand it. But the kind of open that is, we almost want to say romantic, is the one you have to be careful about. Is, oh, I like this, or I like you so much, and here I am, whatever you want, that is all right with me. We don't do that. That is one that we've probably done quite a lot in the past, and we probably have learned from it. So what we are learning now is to be open from the eye of the heart, which is, I see all of this, and I see the potential in it, and I see what I can bring to it, and it can bring to me, but I do not take myself out and put it into someone else's reality. There is the key phrase. I am staying in my own reality, but I am observing the realities that I am seeing. Now, this is not easy. And we know that you know that, because there is a certain impulse to open everything and to say, that is where I ideally pleasure comes from. It is not. It is not. The kind of pleasure that is good for you comes from seeing, staying in yourself, and inviting in whatever part of what you are seeing you want to invite in, but not all of it. Not all of it. And this seems sometimes cold to us, but it is not. It is not. If you have ever had, and we know some of you have had this, the position where you meet someone and you like them very much and you share everything. Oh boy, this is an example of that, the kind of openness that is very dangerous. You share good things, you share, but you share wisely. You intuit what is shareable and what is not. And when you don't share something, it does not mean that you are cold. It means that you have wisely looked at the situation and said, not everything here, but this and this, which is very shareable and will feel good and will be good for all of us. And that is one of the gifts that you want to have. Now, what is the thing that opposes that? Well, what opposes that is that desire to be completely known by others. We understand, we do, but others are, shall we say, dented in some places. And where they are dented, they are not going to be able to understand you completely. So we want to walk very carefully, even though the impulse may be, know me completely, we want some discernment there so that you are able to see how much of yourself you can offer to be known. Now, that does not mean be afraid. That means be wise. Allow your own intuitive capacity to tell you what to bring to a situation and what not to bring to it. This is also a wonderful thing to learn so that you are sharing and saving, sharing energy, but saving your energy. Because, and we all know you're familiar with this, in the situation where you have overshared, there is an emptiness that you bring back from it that is not happy. So in these times, we mention this particular lesson because in these times, there are very many unbalanced people. That is because your world is unbalanced. Many things are changing, many things have not yet landed in the place where they are going to. But we want you to remember this, to take care of yourself, but not to take care of yourself in fear. To say, I choose to share this much. I am looking at who I am sharing with, and I am making the right decision about it. Now, do we do this perfectly? Of course we do not. We are in the human condition. But to begin to bring that into focus for yourself is another way to become more powerful and to become powerful in the way that you want to be. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a gentle rain falling, and feel the rain falling around the outside of your body, and know that this rain washes away the world. Feel that rain fall around your head and your thoughts. Let the rain wash away your burden. Flow down your arms and take away from you anything you are carrying that you do not need to carry. Let it wash over your shoulders so that whatever you are shouldering is released. Down your back so that whatever burden is attached there is loosened and falls away. Now see a road ahead of you, and see how brightly that road shines. And you step onto the road, and breathe, and feel your own freedom. And you walk along the road until you come to a beautiful mandala, beautiful color, shapes with a center. And look at all the beauty, and then step into the center of the beauty. So that you're brought to the heart of what was created. The place, the love, the creativity, the place where the mandala came from. Be in the center of the beauty and in the depth of the beauty. Now step from that center onto the road again. And notice that there are trees on either side of the road. And they're the trees that lean over and make shade and protection for you. And feel the love of the trees and how long they have been holding love, how long they are connected to the love of the earth, and how much they bring that love up and offer it to you. And as you walk through the trees, allow yourself to take in that same love. Walk onto the path again, and let this path bring you gently to your own heart center and the light in your heart center that allows you to see the beauty that you carry in yourself. The place where you rest, the place where you find comfort, the place where you find knowing. And look up and see that a path that goes upward is illuminating and calling you. And you walk to that place. Step onto the path and let go of everything. The path takes you and moves upward. And you become lighter with every moment, and lighter. And you come to the place of release. And see that it is a large energetic area that will happily take anything you want to let go of. Any experience, any worry, any care. And let that flow out of you into this space, which will gather it up for you. Now come to the path again and become lighter and higher and easier. And you come to a place of jubilation. And you feel all the joy that lives in the earth and on your path. And let yourself feel it, move with it, and let that jubilation clear away the shadows and make you able to smile and to love without effort. And know that the air is full of blessings. And as you step onto the path, breathe in those blessings as you become higher and lighter. And you come to the place of the gift, resting the mind. Know the gift. And see that your teacher has come to be here with you. Your teacher who knows you and walks with you and cares for you. Thank your teacher for being with you and receive your teacher's blessing. Now turn and come back down the path. Breathe in the blessings. Feel the lightness and the power in the lightness. And come to be in your heart once more. And when you're in your heart, breathe in energy to center. When you've centered in your body, open your eyes.